Thank you all for being... I love your shoes. Those are great. Thank you for being here in church this morning. Now, here's the thing. Oh, yeah, we're going to get one of these in a minute. I'm going to hide these from you, buddy. I know how this works. We practiced Friday night. So you're going to go ahead and grab a seat for now, Paul, all right? They're very nice. So we just heard, as we always do, a story from Jesus. And Jesus is telling his good friends what they should do when they're not getting along so well. Have you ever not gotten along so well with one of your friends? Yeah, yeah. And what happens when you get along not so good with one of your friends? Something bad happens. Sometimes we yell at our friends, or if we're really, really mad, sometimes we hit our friends, and that's not such a good thing, right? And I know that that becomes even more of an issue when it's our brothers and sisters and not just our friends, right? Yeah, yeah. See, Jesus knows that sometimes we're not always going to get along so good. But here's the thing. Jesus loves each and every one of us. And that includes you, and it includes the person you're not getting along with so good. So what Jesus tells his friends is a way of trying to work things out, of getting the community together so that we can put aside the things that make us angry with each other, and we can work through them. Now, here's a question, though. Why do you think Jesus would want to come up with these new ways for us to all get along? So we can make more friends, right? And so we can tell others how much Jesus loves us and how much Jesus loves them, yeah? Does that make sense? So here's the thing. Next time that you are not getting along with one of your friends, or maybe the next time you're not getting along with one of your brothers and sisters, can you remember that Jesus loves you and loves that other person too? Can you remember that? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Now, there's two things we should do before we head back to our seats. What do you think? We should get lollipops, but first we should pray. Those are the two things. So let's pray first. Let's fold our hands and bow our heads because that helps us concentrate. Dear God, we give you thanks for giving us all sorts of friends in our lives. Help us to get along with them, but Lord, when there are times when we don't get along, help us to remember that Jesus loves them just as much as Jesus loves us. Remind us of that love each and every day. For we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.